Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio. House baby.
You are compelled to listen.
Oh, no, don't start with that. See, you think it's the devil's tongue, and you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
So here it is, you about
listen,
this.
You will listen, you will listen.
Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
me. Then you're what I'm
talking about. Every chance you get,
you are,
every
minute.
You,
joke.
You will keep your radio, you will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
It's a dead joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around
very
our
funny.
Ears.
Yes. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Retro Hardcore Radio Show. I am the host with the most, the one and only Bean. Right here on RBN. Yeah. Brought to you by TLBTalk.com. Free Speech Social Network. Yeah. That's right. If you're not on TLBTalk.com supporting us, then you are part of the problem and not the solution. So many people constantly complaining. Well, we need to get together. We need to get together. We need a place we can talk and get together and get the revolution going. And then you give people a forum, then it's crickets, you know? We should have 500 times the amount of people on the social network. The country is the way it is because of lack of persistence. I've never had a problem that I couldn't fix. For simply, you know, the degree of success and failure is persistence. And I just won't stop, can't stop. Bad boy for life. Know what I mean? So, yeah. Join up. Visit the site, okay? Visit the site. Join up. And donate. Most importantly, donate. I know if Gab can have so many freaking users, then we should be able to have just as many, if not more. I know my platform is a lot more civilized. I'm proud of the people that we have on TLBTalk.com. Gab is just a cesspool. People have pointed out that I'm putting Gab down to make my network look better. No, not at all. It's just a sheer disappointment because of what free speech And by the way, guys, I'm probably going to go all the way left on this episode. You guys, you know, there's the joke at the network that I'm the left-leaning host on a network. Well, be prepared, because you're going to call me Lucius Leftfoot after this episode. Okay? I went on to Gab just to describe the horror story. I went on to Gab as a conservative, as a right-wing conservative, and pretty much came off of it as a liberal. You know, I grew up in Texas. You guys know that. I was raised in Texas. And taught right from wrong. But I can tell you, I have never been so insulted. I've never been so ganged up on. I've never been so violated. I've never been so... I can't say persecuted, because I am someone who's been screwed with by the NSA for years, but this comes up as a distant second with as many white supremacists that, you know, I didn't know. I really didn't know. You know what they say, mess around and find out. Well, I messed around and I found out. But the liberals, you know, Antifa, and they look at conservatives like, you know, these are your white supremacists. These conservatives are white supremacists. I've been in the conservative camp, you know, even though I'm more of a anarcho-capitalist, I believe I should be able to do what I want because I'm an entrepreneur. I'm making my way in life. I don't have a boss. I have partners. I don't have a boss. And I believe I should live my life freely. I should be able to conserve and keep what I earn. So, by default, that sort of puts me in the conservative camp. And I've not had any problems with any conservatives until I've gotten on Gab. And when I say white supremacist, I'm from the standpoint of a liberal, you would say that, oh, all white conservatives are white supremacists. No, I'm saying with empirical evidence, with blatant evidence that a lot of people are white supremacists, because you go to their profile, the first thing you'll see is the lightning bolts, that silver cross, the Heil Hitler, and then you'll see post after post after post about, you know, the Jews or the blacks, how Hitler was right, and how and just how everybody else is the problem but them. And it's one thing to have these point of views, but to actually come onto my profile and attack everything that I'm posting on my profile, telling me, you know, I need to go back to Africa, telling me I need to kill myself, you know, that's un-American. I got into an argument with this idiot. Well, I won't say an argument. I was basically trying to explain because it kept asking dumb questions. I posted in an Australian group. Main Australia group. And, oh boy, a lot of white supremacists there. And he just wanted to ask me dumb questions based on my posts. You know, I'm putting out, in a few places, linked to TLB Talk. And this guy's like, oh yeah, freedom of speech, but you're saying you don't want racists on the network. Because I did say that in my post. As, you know, this TLB Talk is a free speech social network. Is there to be used by responsible truthers, evolved people who want to use forum for their political opinions and, you know, any other conspiracy theories, things like that. Free speech, you know, free speech. But I put in parentheses, hey, no, you know, bring all your friends and family except for the racist ones. TLB Talk is not a safe haven for racist, like Gab. And so I got third degree from one particular individual. Well, what is hate speech? What is this? What is it? You know, it's like trying to lock me down to certain things. Like, listen, if you got to ask me these questions, I don't want you on my network. Because if your mama didn't teach you right from wrong, then I don't want you on my network. It's that simple. And, you know, I having to explain, you know, because you can say this and you can say that, then you can block people for this and that. I don't have to do that. If you're going to be an idiot, nobody is going to listen to you. We have a strong base of individuals who know right from wrong. I there's not a single person on my platform that's hailing Hitler. You know, and so just to point out the difference of the cesspool of horrid, horrid individuals. I mean, white racist propaganda. Like, for example, you know, blacks have been around forever, but, you know, why did it take the white man coming about to invent the wheel to make the world better? It's like, no. Okay, Caucasians have been around for about 6,000 years. Yes, black Africans are still being dug up today that are getting older and older and what's being found up to 250,000 years old. Okay, artifacts are being found that are in old places that were built, old ruins of cities that they don't want to talk about in the mainstream news. You have to go and dig up this information for yourself. But that's much, much older. They try to say the Sphinx is 5,000 years old when it's really closer to 26,000 years old. It literally has erosion lines on it from water. Yeah. Water, when the earth had a different axis and different places on the earth had different environments. That's how old some of these places are. And a lot of these things could not have been built without the use of a wheel. So there's all kinds of propaganda, like Hitler being so pure. Yeah, well, I'll pick up on that back on the other side of the break. Stay tuned, guys.
I'm
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's alright, my life has never been a bed of roses. This way's better for me. Hey, it's alright, my life has never been a bed of roses. This way's better for me. I don't care to live the life I've chosen. Don't feel sorry for me. Hey, it's alright, my life has always been a sad emotion. Don't feel sorry for me. Sorry's been my last emotion. Anyway, anyway.
All right. Hitler. Yeah, let's jump into that. Hitler. So, continuing on with the propaganda, you know, this stuff, you guys might already know this stuff, but it's just shocking to me. You know, some of these white supremacists, you know, jumping over the stuff that I'm saying and, you know, agreeing with me. And but then again, I have to point out, you know, some of these people are like, well, Hitler was right, and Hitler, our leader, our savior, the pure Aryan. It's like, oh, hold on. You do understand that Hitler was part Jewish, right? He's the 16th officially on his birth records. His father was an 8th Jew, which makes him a 16th of a Jew. And he's related to the Rothschilds.
That's not right. That's Jewish propaganda. That's the Jews writing history. That's Jewish propaganda. And so it's like, you know, I have to throw up my hands. It's like, come on. You're pure. You're supposed to, first of all, you're not Aryans. Those were the Indo people, the Hindu people. That's where the true Aryan. You know, the brown skin, brown eyes, black hair, those are Aryans. You know, just another instance of hijacking of another culture's identity to run with it because they don't have one of their own. So I said, you know, your idea of the pure Aryan is supposed to be blue eyes and blonde hair. Hitler had brown eyes and black hair. How is he your pure Aryan savior? And I've heard things like he dyed his hair and or contacts me. Again, I just have to throw up my hands and walk away because you can't tell these people anything. They want to believe their fantasy. Any fantasy that supports their false superiority, and these are Americans I'm talking to, okay? I'm not talking to Germans. These are Americans. The idea of the sheer, I don't want to say ignorance, it's a brainwashing. They have this material of books written by other white supremacists who don't know history, who've made up history, and that stuff, as long as it resonates with them, that's the truth to them. Despite what any official history would say. And I do understand. The history is written by the victors. I do understand that's, but it doesn't veer off so much that you're going to make up stories about Hitler being a pure-blooded savior. It's fantasy. It's pure power, mad, inferiority, complex, induced, self, you know, masturbating fantasies. And that is what these white supremacists believe. You know, these are the guys with the Jesus, picture of Jesus on their wall. Jesus with the long, straight, blonde hair and blue eyes. That's not historically accurate. It simply is not. But that's what they pray to. That's what they pray to. It's not just the white supremacists. You'll find, you know, that iconery in Mormon churches or, you know, just different denominations across the world. And it's not accurate. All right, this was our short segment. We're going to come back for a long segment. I think we got some calls. I think we'll get to those. And yeah, stay tuned. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hey, I think about the day. My girlie ran away with my pay. My fellas came to hunt and play. Now she's stuck with my homies that she put off. And I'm just a sucker with a lump in my throat. Like a chump, 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 like a chump. This should have me feeling bad, this should have me feeling good. It's kinda sad, I'm the laughing stock of the neighborhood. And you would think that I'd be moving on, but I'm a sucker like I said, off the bin of head. And maybe she just made a mistake, and I should give her a break. My heart'll ache either way. Hey, what the hell, what you want me to say? I won't lie.
Yeah. All right. I know we got some calls. We're going to get to those calls, but I need to finish my liberal rant here. Yeah, so these kind of individuals, you know, and I'm not going to say that all conservatives, I'm not going to take the libtard stance and say that all conservatives are white supremacist, but I'll take a more moderate liberal approach here and point out the fact that there's got to be, and I'm counting up, you know, in these groups, you know, I'm counting up these white supremacist groups, and, you know, there's got to be 50,000 of them on Gab. I want to say out of like 500,000 people, there's about 50,000 of them. And when they post their racist crap, you have conservatives either reposting them or not saying anything at all. So that's doubling the power, the reach, when you have these people reposting who are supposedly not racist. And then you have the rest of the network that's not saying anything to these people. You know what they say, when your silence is consent? When you're not actively checking ignorance, you're giving it power. So, potentially, that's 500,000 people that are just okay with this hate speech. And yeah, to address that one idiot that couldn't understand the point of me having my social network with free speech but no racist on it. Hate speech, why do I have to give a definition of hate speech? If you're messaging someone or leaving a comment on someone's post telling them to kill themselves and go back to Africa, I think that's pretty damn obvious. And these people, this is half a million people that I can tell you, I don't want them to have guns. These people should not have guns. Jeb and Cletus, who hate me for the color of my skin, and would gladly kill me if they can get away with it, do not need guns. There are so many people, it doesn't reach the news as much because they want to make it look like, you know, shootings and this stuff, it's coming from crazy people, number one, with guns. And if that's not convincing us, they're showing, they're opening up the shooting stats of the inner cities to make it look like it's minorities shooting everybody. But you've got a large group of people who are racist. You know, you end up on their property for some reason, and they shoot you just because you're black. You have an altercation, you have an argument, and there's so many white people that will just shoot this person of color and say it's self-defense and think they're going to get away with it. But they're not. They're sitting in jail right now. This is about 500,000 people I don't want to have guns. And quite frankly, I don't want them to have any free speech either. The majority of the hate speech that's going on is basically white people crying about how, for example, hate against whites. That's one of those things. Hate against whites. There are these groups that post nonstop, you know, crimes. Oh, look what this N-word did to this white woman. You know, and it's just nothing but the fact of the matter is, these same crimes are being committed in the other way too. I actually spent one day posting, this guy put out a challenge. He was like, this black teenager came into a nursery and started choking white babies. These black people are simply animals. If you can find me any information about white people doing this, then I'll drop the whole thing. I proceeded to do Google search, and I put article after article, video after video of white people killing children. Lots of them. And then, of course, you have the deniers. that they're also posting in there. What are you trying to prove? It's ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. The fact of the matter is, it's appalling to a white person that a black individual can commit a crime against a white person, but it's to be ignored, or it's somehow in the right for a white person to commit a crime against a black. I literally had this discussion with this guy, and it's like, you know, a black guy may rob you for your wallet. Guess what? You can report your wallet stolen. You can replace your ID. You can replace your bank cards. You know, you can have them frozen and then get new bank cards, etc. Life's not over. A Mexican can go and steal your car. But guess what? You report it, and you'll collect the insurance and get another car. But a white man can take away your 401k, and it's not a damn thing you can do about it. So who's worse? Who is worse? And just putting these facts to these people, they're... And it came down just the blatant excuses as to why it's okay for whites to get away with crimes and not okay for blacks to get away with crimes. It actually literally comes down to the fact that white people are losing their white privilege card. It's not about the crimes. It's not about anything that blacks or anybody has done. It's the issue boils down to the simple fact that white privilege is going away because equality is happening. Equality is happening. It's happening. White people, kiss your white privilege card goodbye. That's what it is. You're painting it as something else. Oh, hate against whites, or, you know, white genocide. No, the leveling field. The playing field is leveling out, and you don't want to lose that secret, you know, white privilege. You're going to jail just like anybody else when you shoot somebody. Or rob somebody, or deal drugs. The playing field is leveling out, and you're pissed. It has nothing to do with white genocide or hate against whites. That's just the painted propaganda. And none of these guys will admit that. They won't admit. How hard is it for the idea for you to be equal to somebody else? What is so terrible about that? It's classism has to go. And I can tell you the one thing that the Democratic Party is doing is destroying white privilege. That's the one good thing that they're doing. If that means taking away the guns, at this point, I don't care. I really don't care. If it means keeping public forums clean and decent, where everybody can enjoy and use platforms without some white supremacist spreading historical propaganda to make him feel better, then I don't care. I'm to that point. Call me a liberal if you want to. All right, we're going to get to the phone lines. Yeah, they're blazing up right now. Let's go with... Oh, boy. All right, we're going to hit up Red first in Colorado. You got the next 15 minutes. Go ahead.
Yay, that's great. U.S. Pentagon, first team Bubba Scout Rep. We were picked on by these 911 lowlives. We don't care what you call them. We call them all queerda. We call them guinea. We call them pygmies. And that's the ones we hate. And we never got attacked by other races, just these lowlives of 911 and the United Nations. So they call us names. And I got locked out of GAB account. You'll see it on the internet. And they took down our, what they call GIFs, that were active, showing everything that was rotten in America and all the good firepower we had to get rid of it. That was our.
You got locked out of what account?
GAB, the one you're talking about. It was just...
No, you're on the wrong network. My social network is TLB Talk.
Well, we like your network. It's just I don't go on the internet at all. And Mike helps out. He puts stuff from our GAB on the public broadcasting, and then it got took down. And I said, why did it get took down? He said, Facebook took it down. They didn't. The Republic didn't do it. But everything we're doing is hated by the state of Colorado. And we just had a visit from CID Command again here in Colorado. This is the third time they showed up. They were polite, and they didn't bring a liaison from the state. They're polite, but their complaint, where's your guns? I said, well, they're at U.S. military installations because we're the real Second Amendment. See, we say stuff like that, and we're hated, and they call us names. Drunks, terrorists, white supremacists, all these names we get called, but not, we didn't get bothered by other people on GAB. They didn't make a lot of, what do they call those, replies or something.
I don't think you're on the right network. My network is TLB. Well,
we got locked out, so it's closed down. What I'm mad about is not, Mike put some of this stuff up on Republic. I'm mad they took our
Oh, you're talking
down
about GAB. You're talking about GAB. GAB.
Yeah, GAB, oh. Right. And we're locked out because of an email problem. I don't know how to get back in there. And we're in our own, like, section of anti-these government intruder, no intelligence. We call them the all-queerda, and they're full of Shiite. That's how we describe them. And so CID Command showed up, and he gave me his business card. I turned it over to some other people. And I said, these are the people who contacted. We're civilians. And he bad-mouthed his chain of command for contacting us three, who is Alex Santiago for the Office of Secretary of the Army, Christina Wormuth. Everything we're doing is covered by law. It's pure. Yeah, you could say it's extreme. Well, we write extreme, but we're taking it out on all those who support 911, who support these enemy Ali media, and we do that a lot. So he didn't bring that up about our internet posting, but he said they have no effect, his chain of command, but he was wrong. They showed up here for 2 days. They were nice to me, and they just wanted to see, are you okay? I said, no, we're surrounded by enemies who want us dead. So that, I mean, we got proof. They put our voices in a conversation with a terrorist, in a conversation we never had. And this was done at the state headquarters. So GAB took down our ideas to deal with them. We're not violent. We're barbaric. And we want everyone who is associated with them dead. So we're a rare of thing on that GAB. And they said, well, you must be no good, because you want the enemies of America dead. There's a common theme from all sides we're getting.
Well, the thing about GAB, the owner is actually working with the feds. He's already given away access to the FBI, and
that could
the FBI
be why
is
they
actively
locked us out. That could be why they locked us out.
They are actively working with police since that shooter, that Gab user, that turned out to be a shooter. They have given full access to the feds and to the police of their network.
So Torbo now, is right a now, fed? Is Torbo a fed?
He's working hand in hand with them. Yes, he is. There's articles about it. He did an interview about it. He's working hand in hand with law enforcement. So all these white supremacists, I hope they're on a terrorist watch list to be targeted at some point. I really hope they are. That's the way it looks like it's going. I fully support it. They don't need to be targeting me, but I fully support them targeting these white supremacists. Absolutely. And they use this excuse, white nationalists. We're a white nationalist. Some of them. And it's like, okay, well, I'm a black nationalist. Why are you arguing against me? Because America's a white Christian nation. No, it isn't. Have you read the Constitution? It's supposed to support all religions and races. But, you know, that's that majority rule and that classism. They're not white nationalists. They're white supremacists. Huge difference. Huge difference. Did we lose Red? Usually he's cutting you off.
No, he's Reb's here, but he might have muted himself or cut himself off. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, let's move on to the next call. He can call back in, but let's move on to, we'll go in order here. Frank, New York, line 3.
Yes, welcome back. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And how you doing?
I'm good. And I want to thank you for, I'm not sure if you have approved the two guys that took your place while they were gone. What was it? Will and Tom and Fred, I think it was.
Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted. Like, I'm sorry, Bill and Ted. They were really
my excellent
good.
Adventures. Yes, they were my substitutes. Yes, I asked them to take my place for a while.
They were really good and really fair, and didn't beat up on you. And if the two of them politically were talking about how they really feel, then there's some hope for this country. otherwise, we're in deep trouble. But thank you again. Thank you for bringing those two guys on. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening and continuing to listen. I thought I was going to lose all my listeners while I was gone, but that doesn't seem to be the case. The phone lines are blazing, ladies and gentlemen.
I think because they were so balanced in their perceptions of everything. And they were not afraid to, if you beat up on them, they were not afraid to, strike back. And it led towards a balanced program rather than someone trying to pontificate, talking about how much they understand the nail of Hitler, Hitler had a toenail, they would talk about how it would give you the length of an old toenail and all that kind of crap, and then they turn around and cannot talk to their neighbor. Anyway, that's something else though. Listen,
yes,
Kanye West. You got to talk about Kanye West, and you might think it's not worthy, and on one level, I think it's not worthy. But look, we have, every time there's a dilemma, a real dilemma that this country has, they're going to go to a person of color. And in America, it's usually an African American person to get them out of this dilemma, or at least have the the spotlight on someplace else.
Exactly. You hit it right on the head. And who's crazier than Kanye West?
Oh, God.
Who? I mean, perfect. He's perfect media distraction.
Yeah, he's a number of psychic dilemmas created in his head it looks as if he didn't take drugs. It doesn't seem as if he takes any type of illicit drugs.
The problem with Kanye, or his new name is now Ye. The problem with Ye is that he went down the rabbit hole without any supervision or any guidance and came back out of it whacked out. So, I mean, I'm a professional spelunker when it comes to rabbit holes, okay? I can get all the way down to the bottom and already back up to the top in one piece. Kanye did not.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's totally messed up his head. But we can continue on this when we come back from commercial break. I want to give everybody time to talk on the show. So if you're holding on the lines, please stay on the lines. Next hour, it's going to be all calls. No rants from me. So we're going to get to you guys. And again, make sure you guys are getting on to TLBTalk.com. Becoming a responsible social member. Because if you're spewing hate speech, you're antisocial. And you shouldn't be on a social network. But we are responsible people who want to use our voice to help change the system. Okay? So be sure to do that. And we're going to break. See you on the other side.
This is your emergency broadcast system. All civil unrest has gone global. All capital buildings and cities are under siege by the United States government to quell the domestic terrorist threat. All residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay inside of your homes or risk being shot on sight. This is your emergency broadcast system. All civil unrest has gone global. All capital buildings and cities are under siege by the United States government to quell the domestic terrorist threat. All residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay inside of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.